Blog Talk Radio.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your ass. And join us on Hope Radio with CC
and Trevor, Tuesdays 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join the crew.
Come closer, look inside and you'll find breaking out in me. Silence or rage for when you're by my side, bursting at the seams. Don't waste a moment, right now is all that we have. Lost our lives in the past. Where do the seconds go when it's clear it's all that we have? You need to know that.
You are tuned in to the Alaska Patriot Network. We're so glad you found us. And take a moment, listen to this beautiful song, and we will get going.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Alaska Patriot Network. We're so glad you found us today. Today is Friday, June 18th, 2021. And I am Dahl Arntzen, your hostess with the mostest, creator and content manager of the Alaska Patriot Network. I just love the song I just played. I mean, seriously, I dare it not to give you goosebumps. Like, seriously, every time I hear the anthem, I just kind of get a little bit choked up. And, you know, I have a feeling that if you're taking time to download this live broadcast and listen later when you're out on the boat or with your friends and family and stuff, but I would like to believe that the people that are tuning into this show right now, broadcasting live, love this country as much as I do. And as always on Fridays, I like to give a shout out of thanks and praise to our service members, all deployed service members, all branches, all service units, all of you. And also, a huge thank you to the families that stand with, behind, or side by side with these soldiers. These families that, you know, sacrifice just as much as the soldiers. So, you know, every day I give praise for your service, every day. But on Fridays, if you find me on any type of social media platform, you will see Fridays. I do like to carve this special thank you out to you all, because without your sacrifices, I would not be here right now speaking freely. And it's just a matter of time, you know, before this will be one more platform or one more venue that I will be shadow banned or kicked off of or censured. So we're seeing a lot of that, and I'm not going to let it get me down. My point is, Fridays, give thanks to those service members out there. And as always, a special thank you to all of you in the blue, our law enforcement agencies and officers who serve all over this country, are people that give selflessly of themselves. And they have their families behind them too. And their families are waiting to hear, you know, them come home at night, that rush of Velcro as they take off their protective gear, you know, and maybe might hear that. And not even realize you're hearing it and just go, I know he, she, or, you know, they made it home. So to all of you out there who serve us both domestically and nationally, both here and abroad, thank you so very much. Thank you, and God bless you. God bless you today, and God bless you every day, and keep you all safe. All right, well, let's go ahead and dive into it. I do apologize. We did a little late start today. I had some studio glitches. Those that know me well, I have very little tolerance for anything electronic. I mean, computers, cell phones, cars, if it's like too detailed, like what in the heck? This is like the space shuttle or something. So when I run into a glitch, you know, I have to call in the Calvary. So thank you so much to Proof Negative, the owner and creator of this platform based out of Las Vegas. he came to my rescue and created a quick shadow studio for me to operate from. So thank you so much, Proof. I really appreciate your last minute help. I was really kind of stuck there. I still don't even know what happened, but that will come to no surprise of you that know me well. All right. Well, we've got, you know, a few ways we can go into this today. And there's so much going on nationally and here at home in Alaska. I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and start closer to home today here in Alaska. Well, things that aren't happening, people that aren't in Alaska, but they're supposed to be representing us, you know, the ones that we voted for, right? You know, I mean, come on. I'm going to go there. I'm going right there. Lisa Murkowski. I saw you sitting at the left elbow of Madam Vice President Camel Toes. Can you at least sit at the end of the table? Could you please not act like you want to jump in her lap and be her lap dog? I'd say have some dignity, but, you know, Lisa, you're without dignity these days. You know, you have gone so far to the left that, you're off the road in the ditch and crashing inside the mountain at this point, lady. I don't even understand where you're going with this. And this is important. You know, there's been a Murkowski in the House for decades and decades and decades. That's just too damn long. That's like our illegitimate president who, I mean, doesn't even know where he's at. I believe he said he was in Congress for like 115 years, something like that. You know, and Lisa, that's what I see when I look at you. You know, we could forgive a little nepotism, but yeah, and yeah, you were voted back in after that. People, you got to quit voting by name. You got to find some people in your community that feel represent your special interests and vet those people, encourage them, foster them, and lift them up to those service positions, because the same old is just a sellout. And this is where it's coming. It's not just in Alaska. It's nationwide. You look into some of, you know, Murkowski's donors and stuff. I mean, there's not good. She's got lots of people in her pocket. And it would be arduous for me to go through it and stuff. And I also just encourage y'all to check her voting record. You know, she has voted to impeach a sitting president. She has voted to pro-abortion. She's voted, just all these things. And I want to say, you know, when you've cast your ballot for a candidate, you know, it's not just voting for favoritism. It's voting for your values. But are you willing to sell out your values because there's a R in front of the title? R for rhino for her. It's sad. To watch this continue to go on here in our state, we need representation. We need honesty. We need, transparency, I said. We need honesty as somebody that gives a damn. Somebody that's worked at the dumb end of the stick, boots up you know, ditch water up past your boots. That is the type of Alaskan, that is the type of person that understands what makes Alaska tick. Because Alaska's, yeah, we've got a bunch of big, you know, petroleum this and that and stuff. But Alaska is more than just her precious resources that the entire world wants, by the way. And Murkowski, she's not representing the Alaskans. Alaska is, what makes Alaska great is each and every one of you. And those of yours that came before you and those that will come after you, you will never meet a more conservation-minded person or practical person than your logger, your fisherman, or anything, because these are the people that live in the area. They know how to care for the area. They know how to sustain for the future. So it's really, really, really just critical, folks, to keep that in mind. The name's been around. We're familiar with the name. We're familiar with the jive, but we're over it. I'm over it. I hope each and every one of you are over it, because it's unsustainable. This is unsustainable with this type of leadership. Oh, but she brought back the cruise lines. You know what? They could have done that months prior, because they knew months prior that this would burn out, this whole scamdemic, this entire nearly, you know, over year shutdowns, economic collapse. It's just despicable. And what has she done? What has she done? That's right, the cruise line thing. All right, well, you know, yeah, you might see a few cruise ships come up. I'm not going to say you're not going to. I know that there's some smaller ones that are fall within a certain size not to qualify for the other foreign flagships. And also, they're not foreign flagships. But you're not going to see a cruise season. And cities and boroughs and everybody else that, you know, took out loans and all kinds of crap to facilitate this. And, you know, those loans aren't, the money has to be paid, and you know what, it's going to get paid by you guys. So, yeah, Lisa, too late with the votes, too late for saying you care about your constituents, too late to say you care about the sovereignty of our republic. Too late to say that you care about fair voting and voter integrity. Because when you behave like you did against fellow patriots, you know, not everybody that went to D.C. on January 6th had a nefarious plan. In fact, the people you see behaving badly, 98% of them, I can assure you, are not true patriots. They were there on other people's agenda to hurt the conservative movement. Lisa Murkowski's poor leadership and inability to put the interests of her constituents before her agenda. Well, Lisa, that boat sailed. That boat sailed on, you know, one of those cruise ships that probably will never make it into port. You're finished. with the Republican Party here in Alaska. In fact, you know what? If you want to run for president or for Senate again, I think you should run on the Democratic ticket, or maybe more like the socialist communist ticket. You just really haven't shown your colors yet. You're just working up to that. You're expecting that people are going to continue to vote in this baloney. People don't want to vote this baloney. We don't want it. We don't want to be under the thumb of big government. Alaskans want to go to work. We want to work. We want to earn our own way. We want to bring in our own food. We want to take care of ourselves. If we wanted any of this bull crap you're bringing to Alaska, we'd all move down to Washington State or California or Oregon or New York. So, I mean, and no love lost with me. You know, I have felt that it's a long time coming to bring in, you know, leadership that represents the values of Alaskans. So, Lisa, you're pretty much finished in that regard here, you know, and I don't know that there's any way you could be redeemed or salvage much of, you know, what it takes to be a great leader. And you didn't lead. You left us. So you go cozy up to old camel toe. Come on, lady, get real. So this will be really interesting, folks. And, you know, think for yourselves. Don't take my word for anything. My goodness, I'm wrong all the time. I'm not going to lie about that. But what I said is how I feel from my home. And each and every one of you need to come up with your own conclusions. And that doesn't just go for with what I say. I really encourage everybody to question everything these days. I mean, you know, it's a crazy world we live in. And if you are just taking your source, news source from one person, you know, you're going to be doomed. So, and you know, it won't be long before Lisa Murkowski wants to bring all of those immigration headaches to Alaska. I have no problem with legal immigrants. I welcome them. I with open arms, and they create wonderful opportunities in our communities for diversity and stuff. But I don't want people that are breaking the law to get here, in here like that. What kind of constituent are they going to be if they've already broke the law getting in the door? So, yeah, that's just kind of my little breakdown there on Lisa. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And there is, you know, there's this important thing. There is this really important thing that people need to know about who Lisa Murkowski runs with and who she sits with at these dinners and stuff, is that this administration doesn't care about you. They don't. Their agenda is so big, it reaches so far and so wide that you could never reel it all in. You know, and there was a great president representing the United States and all of her beautiful constituents and resources. And, you know, the world spent so long mocking Trump and belittling him and you know, Madame Maskhole herself, Pelosi, said, you know, oh, he doesn't know how we do things in D.C. Whoa. And she really said that, like, with her mouth. Crazy. Crazy, huh? I mean, for the whole world. See, but then again, this is the same Madame Maskhole that tore up address to the United States, you know. Oh, Lord. You know, and it's these same players. They couldn't wait to get Kerry back in there and oh, bummer. I mean, this is just, oh, bummer 2.0. It's like, I don't know. And they gave Grandpa Knows Nothing Joe Biden sippy cup, you know, as the meat puppet, as the face of this sham presidency. I know it sounds crazy, but it is. It's just crazy. This stuff is crazy. And it's happening. And I think it's really important to not allow this socialist, permissive, everybody's a victim agenda to Alaska. We don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want critical race theory taught in schools. I don't want, how do I say this without getting shut down completely? I don't want mixed gender in the locker room with the child. I've been in grade school, junior high, and high school. Believe it or not, I did go to high school. But I know how spiteful and crappy kids are. And they are. They're mean. They're mean. They're spiteful. They don't have the, you know, years of experience that adults have and don't really realize what their consequences of their actions. But, you know, who's to say? You know, your daughter's in the locker room taking a shower and here comes a bunch of boys and they're like, oh, well, I identify as a alphabet soup today. So, and the teacher can't do anything. And that's the kind of stuff. I'm not saying all kids would do it, but that's the kind of stuff. And we don't want that. We don't want that. If somebody's in the middle or whatever with that, then they should be provided with their own locker room or their own private changing area. It would probably be most appropriate. Just for all parties, both for our daughters and for these other people's well-being. And, you know, dealing with a dysmorphia like that. So, yeah, we don't want it. And I urge you all to resist this defunding the police stuff. Now, we're not hearing a lot of that in Alaska, really, you know. But it will pervade. And you'll get little clusters of youngsters or basement dwellers that, you know, yeah, A, B, C, D, or F-12, F-12, and watch, you know, videos and stuff of Antifa crap in Portland and Seattle and try bringing it to Sitka or something, you know. I mean, smack those kids silly if you see them. Seriously. Because that none of that business has any room in our communities. Because you know what it is? It's just hate. It's hate and it's decisiveness and it's I'm not saying that there's not racial tensions. That would be completely ignorant and also untrue if I said, hey, everybody, you know, there's no such thing as racism. It happens to both sides of the fence. And I don't really want to get into that. But my point is that Alaskans come in so many shapes and sizes, and there are so many wonderful integrated cultures, Native culture, Filipino culture, Hawaiian culture, Spanish, South American, Mexican. I mean, we have everything. And then also different genders and stuff. And you run into this in communities, and it's no big deal. Everybody gets along fine. I mean, life is good for everybody. And so it's just, we don't want this stuff in Alaska, and we got to keep it out. And by it, the way we can keep it out is to talk to your kids. And so and some of these kids that get wrapped up into this stuff and stuff, they're finding this stuff on the internet. There are kids home alone and isolated and or quarantined or whatever, you know, going to school from Zoom or whatever. They are being stalked by these extremist groups. And they like to pick, it just like a wolf pack, will pick off the weak ones on the edge. So this is kind of a different kind of, you know, like in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, you know, it's always like, oh, make sure you know who your kids are. Oh, make sure they're not doing drugs. These are the signs you look for and stuff. Well, this kind of radicalism is the kind of stuff that it needs to be talked about, and parents don't even really think about that. It's we got more and more kids attending, like it's school Zoom and stuff, and they're not always attentive, you know, in those situations because they're kids, you know, and they're going to be surfing on other stuff. So kind of keep an eye out. If you see someone you love changing kind of drastically, and I'm not talking about just like, oh, they wear eyeliner now, or they get their fingernail palette painted black, not that kind of stuff, but different ideologies and stuff. Talk to your kids about that. Let them know that that type of lifestyle is not conducive and that this is not a country that condones that, and that we will never be, so they're wasting their time, and they should maybe go read a book instead of getting online and looking at that stuff. So I just wanted to, you know, touch base on that, because I know a lot of, well, it is about everybody. If you want to go somewhere else on vacation, you've got to fly out of Seattle or out of Alaska, and usually you end up in Seattle as your hub to go wherever you're going from there. And, you know, look at Seattle. I mean, really, really, next time you're in Seattle, really, really look at it. Not just at the garbage and the needles and the poop in the streets, but at the decay of the community. And like I said, this is garbage and excrement on the side. Oh, and drug paraphernalia on the side. This is the store shop, our storefronts that are boarded up and vacated. And it's not because of the coronavirus. No, this was bad, bad policy. You know, I think that's like 10 years ago. I mean, I would go to Seattle and be like, oh my gosh, we got Whole Foods and everybody's got these food bags. They've got these cool hand faucets with like sensors, you know, oh no, don't spit your gum out and put it in the street gutter. Well, I might go down to the salmon or something, you know, or, oh, we're going to outlaw straws, save the world. You look at Seattle now. You know, at any given time, you walk down the street and count hundreds of masks that people have had over their mouths and crap and just thrown on the ground, got a new one, or, you know, just threw it away because, well, everybody should throw them away. You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, we're in the midst of a scamdemic and there's biohazardous masks blowing all over. Nobody's going to do anything about it. I thought this was like the really scary thing, you know, so wouldn't that be technically medical biohazard waste material? Shouldn't they have receptacles to deposit your COVID masks in? Because they're still doing the COVID mask thing. And I'll say another thing here, too. You guys go down to Seattle and you got to go to the doctor or you're going to stay for a couple days. Never leave anything in your car. Oh, nope. Not even on a busy street with hundreds of people milling around, broad daylight. They'll bust your windows, take everything you got, and or carjack you. So I say Seattle because, like I said, that's something that, you know, our families and stuff see when they are, you know, going on vacation, trying to explain to the kids why, you know, that guy is washing his face in the ditch and pooping on the sidewalk, or why the other person right down from them are shooting up right there and openly in the street. And you say, oh, that's Washington. That's Seattle. It is never going to happen here. It can. And it happens quick. It happens really, really quick. And that is where I go back to encouraging people to always be looking actively in their community for leadership, for future leadership, and to foster that leadership and to encourage them and give them the support they need to be a good leader one day. And that means you actually kind of have to be active in your community to do something like that. And I bring up community a lot because we have, our voice is one. We have one voice. And your voice is very, very important. Very important. But you're just one voice. But if you are in community and you are working together to foster a sense of community, safety, infrastructure, you know, equality, I have no problem with equality. I have a problem with equity, but not equality. Because I, just like many other Alaskans, don't see you by the color of your skin. I judge your character, your work ethic, your that kind of stuff. And that's what really sets Alaskans apart. Like I said earlier, we have all kinds of people in Alaska. And, you know, they don't just end up there serendipitously. I mean, come on. And those are the assets, the greatest asset Alaska has, the greatest natural resource is each and every one of you patriots. Each and every one of you. You bring it to the table. You bring it to the ditches. You bring it to the water. I mean, don't forget that. Don't get caught up so much in like everything that we lose that important thread that we all have. There's something, even if you're a different nationality or you've not really lived there all your life or anything, there is a brother and sisterhood alone in Alaska, just within Alaskans. And, like I said earlier, our greatest resource we have are us and our communities and the future of our communities. And it's really important. And I say politics, you know, so that doesn't mean turn on CNN or Alaska Public Radio and be indoctrinated. Go out there, talk amongst yourselves in your community. Don't wait for somebody to happen to bring you all together. 4th of July is coming up. It's a perfect opportunity. Organize some block parties and stuff. Get to know your neighbors a little bit better. Because united, we are stronger. And together, our voices can be heard. I'm so positive of that, that is the best way forward is through supporting and fostering leadership that understands your community and your community's needs. There's just so many things out there. They're just out of our reach because we haven't really united enough or recently to bring somebody that is going to be a supportive person for your rights So when you vote for somebody, you're hiring them to represent your interest. You didn't just vote them because they got an R or D or independent or socialist or communist in front of their name. No, you want to vote people that are going to work for you. You may end up having to vote outside your party. Who knows these days? You know, anymore, I mean, like, to me, either you're a patriot or you're a politician. You know, and these people, they've got like this, I'm above all type attitude. And no, there's public servants and not something, you know, you need to remember is that they serve you at your will. So yeah, it's just really, I don't know, but I can tell you, we don't want what Seattle has. We don't want what Portland has. We don't want what California has and New York, because it's not us. As Alaskans, it's just not us. We are strong, we are independent, and we are united. We are every nation, we are every color, we are native, we are non-native, we are everything. And if we hadn't all gotten along together, fine, then this United States wouldn't have such a beautiful state that Alaska is, because we've made it that way. Our homes, our jobs, our everything are tied up in that. And it's not something that we really, really want to give away. I really, really want to encourage everybody to please, you know, when you go to the voting booth or when you discuss these things with your families, read everything. Look at these voting records and stuff like Murkowski or Sullivan or Young. I look at them all. I question everything. I'm not saying they're all bad, but I am saying, you know, if we don't question everything, then that's just as bad as doing nothing these days. It's one of those things in life. So, I am going to go ahead and take a quick break here and be right back with you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Alaska Patriot Network.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
You are listening to the Alaska Patriot Network. Thank you for tuning in. Now we have a brief message from our PSA Broccoli Man.
This is for all of us normal people who do not wear masks. I put together a rhyme today while making my sautéed broccoli. Shout out to Bare Faces Legal, to Freedomizer Radio, and to Proof Negative and the Rambutans on the ones and twos. Here we go. I don't care if you see my braces. I don't wear a mask into places. If you kick us out of stores, it helps my pocket, not yours. The mask is an occult symbol. Let's not be gullible. Put together the puzzle. Do not fall for the muzzle. Can't mask, don't pass. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be masked, covered, passport chip. It's the globalists that we'll get with. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. Thank you. Keep your bare face free. I have never rapped on stage before, but felt it was important to speak out about these mask mandates. Here is the second verse. Get it together and do your part. Do not put the horse before the cart. They are the scam of the century. They want to get rid of you and me. These mask mandates are for a hoax. These governors have lots of jokes. Globalists say masks stop the sickness mayhem. Why don't Bill Gates and George Soros wear them? Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be mask covered passport chip. It's the globalists that will get whipped. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. I will promise to never wear a mask going to a store, eating in a diner, or driving a car. If we all stop doing that, we can take back our face freedom. Okay, let's bring this home. Let's take these masks and shove them up the globalists. You can't force face diapers on me. I will fight for my right to breathe. Don't fall victim to 1% schmoes, whose goal is to cause all of us woes. Mask bouncers are weak. They have no game. They should hide their heads in total shame. All the globalists are satanic fools. They believe you do what they say and not what they do. We are all part of the human race. Don't be afraid to show your face. Besides, if you are wearing a mask, how can you eat your broccoli? How can you smell the fresh basil and onions when you are steaming up your vegetables on the stove if you have on a mask and a face shield? Thank you. I am glad you understand. Some of you came here tonight wearing two masks. A few people are even wearing three masks. Are you trying to get into Guinness World Record books by trying to wear as many masks as you can at once? Okay, let's finish this up. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be mask covered passport chip. It's the globalists that will get whipped. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be mask covered passport chip. It's the globalists that will get whipped. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. Thank you everyone for listening. I am Broccoli Man. Don't forget to buy organic non-GMO produce and keep yourself healthy. The way to fight sickness is to exercise, eat right, and listen to Proof Negative. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time or 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to his show live on freedomizerradio.com. You can also find all the great information on masks by going to realbarefaceislegal.org. Please educate yourself. If you get sick, please do the right thing. If you want to wear a mask, that is fine. But let's not fine people thousands of dollars or arrest people for keeping their faces uncovered. Thank you everyone. I was so nervous tonight since I never rapped on stage before. Peace out, air breathing friends.
The Alaskan Patriot Network.
All right, folks, we're back. You're tuned in to the Alaska Patriot Network. Today is June 18, 2021. The current time in Alaska right now would be 3:02 p.m. It's Friday. Yay! We love Fridays. Love Fridays. Doesn't matter where you're at. We love Fridays. But, you know, we can go out and play, but I think our Alaskan politicians have some more work to do, because after each Alaskan lawmaker now may apply for as much as $8,790 in expense payments for the special legislative season, the session that ends on Friday. This is the same group that, you know, it couldn't come up with a clear budget and no clear details on, you know, the bottom line for Alaska Perm Fund dividends for each and every one of you and your families. Everybody, it's been a real tough time. We need them. Everybody needs that. But, you know, once again, let's just put this straight up and center about, I want you guys to keep your eye on these people. Make sure that they're doing their jobs. As constituents, you are their bosses. So it's so incredibly important to be involved, you guys. I am so serious. So, you know, we're facing an imminent, you know, close down at this point of the house and everything else and public employees. Some of them already been given paperwork for that. So, you know, I really want you guys to keep your congressional district people and everybody in check. Everybody. You know, how you run a state or how you manage any one resource isn't always it's not always a clear-cut way of doing things. And some resources, this being a clear-cut, so some resources take a little longer to come back and stuff. These people are managing your interest as Alaskans. Our resources are our interest. And the PFD was put together to make sure that the people that live and work so hard in, you know, unforgiving terrain, dangerous jobs, torrential, getting to work could be, you know, danger in itself, to a dangerous route to work for a dangerous job, you know, and there's no shame in that. But, you know, that is our perks as constituents and set aside for us. So we want to make sure that you're watching these people. I mean, you know, it could be a mistake not to. Yeah. So there's just all kinds of deals going on. Now, we have on an upper upswing here on the news here, Isaac Updike of Ketchikan. Okay, I remember Isaac when he was way younger. I've known his mom and dad. We all went to church together and everything. And Isaac has become a top contender for one of three spots for steeplechasers on the U.S. Olympic track team. I mean, this is Ketchikan hometown proud. Okay. Ketchikan runner Isaac Updike's resume doesn't scream Olympic contender. He's a former college walk-on, a former Dick's Sporting Goods employee, a former part-time gym teacher. He lost his primary sponsor earlier in the year, and the team he trains with doesn't have a sponsor either. And yet, absolutely none of that will matter next week when Updike makes his bid for a spot on the U.S. Olympic track and field team. Updike, 29, will be among the favorites in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase preliminaries in the U.S. Olympic trials, which run Friday through June 27th in Eugene, Oregon. Updike's personal best time of 8 minutes 17.74 seconds posted at an April track meet in Eugene ranks as one of the best times in the world this season and tops amongst Americans. Three men will make the U.S. Olympic team in the steeplechase, and seemingly two of the three spots are up for grabs. 2018 Olympic silver medalist Evan Jaeger, Witcher earlier this week because of injury, leaving Hillary Bohr as the favorite with a top qualifying time of 8 minutes, 9.33 seconds, as which he ran in 2019. That prompted Runner's World to mention Updike as a top contender in a story posted Thursday. Quoted, a guy who used to work at a big box retailer will make the Olympic team, unquote. A reference to Updike and fellow steeplechaser Dan Mikalski, a former Walmart employee. Updike is the kind of athlete the word journeyman was invented for. Someone who has toiled outside the spotlight while extending one tier after another in his quest for world-class greatness. It's been a long process, but it doesn't feel unnatural or anything like that. It doesn't feel weird, he said recently. It's on another level. I think back to high school when I ran cross-country and progressed to the point where I finished fourth at state. When you fast forward into college, when I got into the steeplechase, and by the time I was a junior, I had the fastest time going into the NAIA finals, which I ultimately won that year. Updike continues to say, I've gotten there at every stage of my life, and it's so excited to be at the peak, or almost the peak. The Olympic finals would be the next level that I hope to get on in the next couple of years. But first come the Olympic trials next week. Isaac will race in the preliminaries Monday and is expected to advance to Friday's finals, where he's a threat to a post-top three finish and earn a trip to the Tokyo Olympics. Another Alaska steeplechaser, Ali Ostrander, is scheduled to run in the women's preliminaries Sunday and is a favorite to make the Thursday's finals. Ostrander, who recently revealed she has an eating disorder that has pushed her into treatment, is also still scheduled to race the 10,000 meters on June 26. Updike likes his chances at the trials after his incredible race in Eugene about 2 months ago when he slashed 8 seconds off his previous best with a performance that included a head-turning final lap of 59.13 seconds. The results altered his pre-trials racing schedule. Updike qualified for the 2021 Olympic trials in 2018 with a time of 8 minutes, 25 seconds. And while that was good enough to get him to the trials in Eugene this month, it wasn't fast enough to get him to the Olympics in Tokyo next month. The qualifying standard for next month's Summer Olympics is 8.22, and Updike wanted to hit that mark prior to the Olympic trials. After nearly 2 years without racing the steeplechase because of the pandemic, Updike planned to run at 3 meets this spring in pursuit of the Olympic standard. Meets were in Eugene, Kansas City, and California. He figured it would take 2 or 3 races to hit the 8.22 standard. It took one. Things clicked, he said. Isaac says, I ran faster than I assumed, and I would have been something I thought I would have done 3 weeks later. Normally it doesn't happen like this. The idea was Eugene will be the rest buster. Kansas should be a good opportunity to have another race shortly. And Mount Sac was going to be the fast one. Then everything got thrown out the window. Instead of going to Kansas City or California, he went back to his training base in New York and got vaccinated. Not long after, he temporarily relocated to Arizona for a couple weeks of altitude training before the Olympic trials. Skipping Kansas City and California meets was an easy choice, Updike said. Steeplechase is a risky event, and there's no need to run a lot of them, and it helped him save money, a significant consideration for a runner who is a legit Olympic contender but has no major sponsors. Updike is a former member of the New Jersey New York Track Club based in New York's Westchester County. The club was sponsored by HOKA1 until the running shoe company ended its sponsorship at the end of 2020. Two of the team's coaches formed their own club, the Empire Elite Track Club, and Updike went with them, largely because Nohelia is a former steeplechaser himself. The new club doesn't have a sponsor, and HOKA didn't renew its personal sponsorship of Updike when their deal expired. And so currently, Team Nora has sponsorship, Updike said, although he had added Accenture Supplements as a sponsor. Updike has worked a variety of jobs since graduating from university in 2015, including a stint at Dick's Sporting Goods. These days, he has a couple roommates, which helps with living expenses in pricey Westchester County, a place he lives because that's where his coaches are. He spent the winter teaching and coaching at the Masters private middle school and high school in Dobbs Ferry. Saved a bunch of money, so now he's able to have some freedoms not to work. He spends his days running and resting. If I'm not running, I'm not doing anything. I'm either hyperactive or I'm not. When Updike returns to the track on Monday, he'll do so with confidence born from his fast race, the same track in April. Running 8.17 and closing the way I did makes everything I feel a lot more real. I will be a threat for a spot. What a privilege it is to share that with you, to see one of our children that grew up in our community, you know, and their family. This is what Alaska is about, folks. This is everybody's child. This is everybody's hopes, everybody's dreams. And, you know, there is light in the dark. And Isaac Updike is a perfect example of that. I don't have specifics right now, but if you look up Isaac Updike, go ahead and Google him up. Updike, just like it's spelled, just like it sounds, Updike. And I do know that there are some fundraisers going on locally in Alaska for him. So if you'd like to support him, I encourage you to look up his name and you know, support one of our kids. This is a dreamer, somebody that's never given up on their dreams and is part of all of our stories. Every time we have a person grow up and leave in our communities, and they always bring back. It's always a bring back. So, everybody keep your eyes on Isaac because I think he's going to do some really great things. Now, this is kind of this next brief subject is something that's happening nationwide, and it is a shortage of workers. Yeah, that's right. People that don't want to go to work for whatever reason. Maybe you are legitimately terrified, or maybe you legitimately have a condition that would make you less likely to jump back in the fray after, you know, the cooling off period from the scamdemic. But like I said, this is happening nationwide, but it's happening here in Alaska as well. And they're saying that, you know, Alaskan businesses are facing like a huge shortage of workers. There's companies giving all kinds of perks and sign-on bonuses and, you know, some of you are even like putting the $2 more an hour. That adds up really fast. Some people have to work for years to get a raise like that, for real, in the service industry or anything. There are all kinds of jobs out there, folks. And if you have to, you know, ease your way out the door, or, you know, and like I said, hey, there's going to be some people that are going to have a hard time getting back to life after this. And you've already got a state full of people that, you know, are A-okay usually without seeing somebody every day. But as some of these quarantining people have just gone way too far and never came out. So it's time to come out and look for your shadow, go get jobs, keep Alaska industries good, because you know what, if if you all don't get up and go back to work and do your jobs, people from other places will come here and do it for you. And then you're not going to have a job. So you might as well jump back in while the getting's good. And there are all kinds. I was looking across the board, just about every kind of job anybody could want. So that is really, really important, folks. We got to get back to it. It's just, you know, pushing through. And there's not a lot of ways to get around getting back to normal, but by just pushing through, jumping in. You know how it's like you're out on the boat and it's really, really super hot day and you think you're just going to die and you're like, oh my gosh, okay, well, let's go swimming. And you don't want to jump off the boat. And you're like, oh, I know my brain's going to freeze. Oh, my eyeballs are going to, you know, crack right out of my head. Oh, it's going to be so cold. And you get in there and you're like, oh, my gosh. I have been feeling like all hot and sticky and uncomfortable all day. And this isn't so bad. As you kind of tread the top of the water where it's a little warmer from the sun and stuff. Yeah, it's cold down there. Put your feet down towards the bottom and it's cold. But that's what some of you folks that have been hesitant about rejoining the rest of your constituents here back to work and back to life and back to church. Folks have got it. You got to just jump in. Get wet, get over with it, you'll feel so much better. And also, it's a public service. You can't say, my business isn't thriving or my business, if you don't have it open or if you don't have the employees to run it. And if you're looking at changing job preferences or something right now, there are so many choices out there right now to try something different, to have the opportunity. Somebody may hire you, although you're not fully versed in a trade, but would be more willing to train you because they couldn't get anybody else to come. And it's not supposed to be like that. It's not like they couldn't get anybody else. But what I'm saying is that they may not have had an opportunity to have an applicant like you because they would have had a worker already. So if you got like this dream job or some, it's okay if it doesn't work out, or it's okay if they don't hire you, but just try something a little bit different, you know, and quit this nonsense, all of you, because sitting around getting extra money from the government, and there are some people legitimately that are hurting, and I do not deny that, and I feel for you, my heart goes out to you. But if you're sitting at home and you're a young, able-bodied person, but you're making just a couple hundred more a week on your unemployment or extended benefits or whatever, you give it up. Go on. Go back to work. Because you know what? You don't get back to work. Somebody else, like I just said, may get their dream job, which would be your job. And they probably wouldn't be fully qualified, but the owner would be happy to train them because, well, they showed up. So don't miss the boat, folks. Seriously, don't miss the boat on this one. All right. So today is going to be a shorter broadcast. I'm hoping that as the season wears on that, you know, I will do my full broadcast. However, I am doing a multi-state move and there's crazy stuff going on, you know, that it prevent me from being able to do a full show right now. So we'll be ending today at 4:30, well, 3:30 if you're in Alaska. But, yeah, and I apologize for that, but there might be, I'm going to try to put out a broadcast every Friday at 2 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time. But with the mix-up and the studio board and everything in the beginning, some of the content didn't quite load for the show. So I apologize for that, and I apologize for the abbreviated broadcast. But, you know, we'll catch up with you later, and, you know, we're always here. You can always find me at Dollarinson at Twitter, Dollarinson at Facebook, here, Alaskan Patriot Network. And, you know, it's my goals and my hopes to bring to you a fresh insight to some of the things that are happening worldwide, as well as things that are near and dear and close to home. But yeah, and if you are listening, you can always email me here at Freedomizer Radio, doll.arnson@freedomizerradio.com. If you have hot news tips or would like to correspond and or have questions, I'm always happy to answer any emails. We have some exciting things coming up. You know, we got 4th of July coming up not too far around the bend. I know a lot of people like to go out and celebrate and go out on the boats and everything. Just remember, you know, everybody needs a life jacket. And that means, like, in the boat, not, well, we brought our life jackets, but we forgot them in the truck at the boat launch ramp. Don't be that person. And I don't care how badass your motor is, always have a set of oars. Always. Always. There's nothing worse than that, well, you know, that dreadful sound of no noise behind your boat suddenly. Yeah, so life jackets, make sure you guys have your handheld marine devices all charged up and ready to go. Safety check on the boat, fire extinguishers. Make sure all of your family and friends that are joining you on a camping trip, whether it's on the boat or road system or by float plane, you know, make sure everybody has a safety plan and talk about that before you go. Talk about what do we do if this happens? Does everybody understand, you know, a meeting spot? Do you know, that kind of stuff. And I know it's, don't even roll your eyes. I know it's like, oh, we know all that. But sometimes you just kind of, you know, refresh everybody's, you know, memories about what your safety plan is or whatever. Make sure that, you know, somebody else knows how to operate the boat in case something happens to the main operator of the boat. Remember, no drinking and driving, you dummies. That means no drinking and flying. No, well, unless you're, you know, in the back of the plane. And, you know, DUI on boat, DUI on jet ski, DUI on, well, probably kayak. So don't, you know, don't get stupid out there, folks. You're all precious, precious people, you know. And yeah, we're not there at the 4th of July yet, but, you know, people are planning for that big trip. And like I said, it's Friday. So on Fridays, you know, a lot of people go out on the boat. Everybody, please, please, please just review your safety stuff, know where your life jackets and your fire extinguishers are, and have a clear plan home. Yeah, so, and here's the thing too, folks, you know, watch out for those fishing nets out there, especially those gill netters and stuff. You don't want to be running over their sets, because it's a bummer for them and it's a bummer for you. And, well, it's only entertaining to us standing on the shore watching it happen. So that's the only entertaining part of it. So don't be the dummy that runs over the nets. You know, get your family home and your boat home, everything in one piece. That's a good outing. That is a really good outing. And so I'll be signing off here in just a minute. And like I said, I just want to thank each and every one of you for finding the Alaska Patriot Network today. I do promise that things are ramping up and we are going to be putting on some really engaging shows coming up here. But like I said, you can always reach me on social media, Alaska, or Dollarinson, at Dollarinson, Facebook at Dollarinson, Twitter, Discord, Telegram, just about every one, except for the ones I've been kicked off of, or I'm shadow banned, or in timeout at. So, but you know, in that case, then I know I am doing my job. If I am getting kicked off social media, then I'm probably poking the bear and making a little bit of sense to at least them. So I'm going to leave you with that. But God bless you. God bless the United States. And this is Dawn Arnson, and I'm signing out.